Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey there, in this video, we're going to be sharing three lessons learned from the Elon Musk resignation from Tesla. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management, your CFP on YouTube, helping you to make the better, bigger decision with your life and money. And today we want to share three important lessons I think you can learn from some recent news about Elon Musk, who is the CEO and former chairman of Tesla. There was some things that went on in August and September that we really want to dig into. Let's get started. By the way, if you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you waiting for? Hit that button down there below so that when we release content, you can get notified in your inbox about the new release. So you may have noticed over the weekend that Elon Musk resigned as chairman of Tesla. He is now just CEO, and because of what happened in August, which we'll go through in just a second, he has been ordered to pay $20 million in fines and Tesla $20 million in fines. And this is all over his Twitter account, what he tweeted back in August. So let's go through a timeline of exactly what happened and just catch you up if you're not aware. Back in August 2018 on the 7th, Elon Musk tweeted about securing funding to take the company private. And so September 18th, the SEC begins an investigation along with the Justice Department investigation and asking documents from Tesla, basically trying to see what was going on and if there was some type of breach of securities fraud law. On the 27th, the SEC formally charged Musk and Tesla with securities fraud. And then on the 29th, just this past weekend, there was a settlement reached with Musk stepping down as chairman, with the fines totaling $40 million. Now, let me give you some takeaways from a financial practitioner standpoint. What I would say is, if you look through the trail of messages that Elon Musk first tweeted on August, they can probably be best classified as irresponsible. Even if the company was gonna be taken private, this is not something you disclose in a very public forum when you have over 20 million Twitter followers. It just doesn't make sense. And he has been known, he's had some, let's call it a past, where he is pretty brash and he is pretty outspoken. And this is great from a PR standpoint, but when it comes to securities fraud and the SEC and the Justice Department, are you doing harm to current or future purchasers of Tesla the security? As a public traded company, you have some checks and balances that need to be in place and some governance rules that need to be in place where you can't just say and do anything you want without tarnishing the brand and possibly impacting the share price. So here are my three lessons if you are a Fortune 100 public figure that runs a company. If you're going to be on Twitter and if you're going to be talking about your company, you need to stick to vague, ambiguous tweets about your company. Don't do anything that's going to make the share price dramatically rise or fall, because that is going to turn up the eyeballs on you from the SEC. Lesson number two, I would say, is that you got to have strong checks and balances, especially as big as ESG is, the environmental, social, and governance policies and programs that are being undertaken by companies nowadays. You're gonna have to really make sure that there's oversight on what is being said and done, and that the shareholders feel protected when they're investing in your company. Number three would be to avoid any messy, drawn out SEC fights and battles, right? You know, it's the government, and at the end of the day, I think that Tesla and Elon Musk did the best thing that they could for saving the company's image by settling very quickly. You know, this is one of the quickest probably settlements in history. If you figure from August 7th, when he first made the tweet, they investigated afterwards, and then even before the close of the quarter, they were already, handing out punishments and collecting fines and whatnot. That it was a good move PR-wise, just because Tesla has already documented how difficult it has been to raise money capital-wise and keep up with all the orders that they're having. They don't need any PR nightmares. Hey, we'd love to see you chime in this discussion. If there's anything I left out or you just want to leave me a comment or just react yourself to this news story, hit me up down in the comments and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.